Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So after Maria swept ashore in Puerto Rico, many of those displaced families ended up in Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, the only state that had more Puerto Ricans moving into it was Florida after that. We are delighted to be joined by Gail Young, Executive Director of the United Way of Lawrence County, as she talks to us about the situation they are faced with right now. Gail, thank you so much for making time for us and being on KDKA. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of the show.
Did you get enough Thanksgiving turkey? Did you have enough? Oh. Did you get your fill?
Oh, too much. It's salads and soup till Christmas, okay?
Yeah, I suspect that there are many of us looking for a treadmill that we can spend a little time with here in the next couple of weeks. Hey, give us an idea of how many people we're talking about who have ended up in Lawrence County who may not speak any English or maybe some English, but were displaced or chose to come here that are dealing with the language barrier in the Latino population.
Okay, just to back up and give you some of the history, when the families migrated off of the island, a lot of them did come to Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania. And because the funds dried up, PEMA, the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Assistance, referred them to Lawrence County or western Pennsylvania because of affordable housing. So this is what was the link that brought them into our area. And since within the last census, our Latino population increased by 110%. So wow. Where you may have had 10 students in Newcastle School District speaking English as their first language, now you have close to 100 students there speaking as English as their second language.
And that's in the high school, right? And that same would be...
That is a school district.
In the district. Okay, so that's a district-wide situation. Is it more prevalent at the lower levels or the upper levels, or is it pretty well uniform across all grade levels, for instance?
Pretty well across all grade levels. We were able to work with the school district and bring in translators. So now there are translators in all of the school buildings at the Newcastle School District.
Do you have enough, though?
To foster that program and get it moving forward.
Are there enough? I mean, it seems to me that...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, because otherwise you're bouncing from building to building and things like that, and that's no way to do it either, right?
Oh, we could always use more.
Yeah.
We could always use more. Once again, one of the findings that came out of this study, and I really appreciate the support of CASA San Jose and the University of Pitt that worked on the Latino needs assessment, is that we are known as an emerging Latino community. And that means that the services needed for that population, they really don't exist in our area. And so we have to create those services so that we can help these families really matriculate into our community.
This is not the first time this has happened in Lawrence County, not the first time it's happened even in Newcastle. I mean, if you think about the Italian population in that part of western Pennsylvania, that was a huge issue years and years ago, and now that is a very large part of the base of Lawrence County. But at the same time, this is a very different time, isn't it? I mean, this is
Right? But Rick, it's not the same, because at that time you had Italian churches, clubs, and associations in place. And in Lawrence County, we have no Latino churches, no clubs or organizations that could help those families integrate into our community. So this is where our challenge is.
So how do we, and by the way, there's a meeting tonight that starts at 6 o'clock and goes until 7:30. It'll be at Newcastle High School in the auditorium there, a town hall meeting that is basically looking at this Latino needs assessment. What will be discussed there? What exactly are you going to be doing?
Well, Dr. Patricia Document, she is going to be reporting out on the needs assessment, letting them know about the increase of the Latino families that we have in our community and the services that are needed. There were two focus groups. One included agencies and services, and the other one included Latino families, because we wanted to hear from them, not to create something for them, but to hear from them what their needs are. And that's what will be coming out in the needs assessment this evening.
So who will be there this evening? Who's, I mean, it's a town hall, so everybody's invited, yes. But who are the speakers going to be?
Yeah, the speakers will be Dr. Document and also Monica Ruiz from Casa San Jose. And I will also be speaking, and our legislators will be there as well. The community is invited, and all of the students at the high school. The flyers were sent home to every family, because this impacts everyone in our community, not just the Latino population. The complexion of our community has changed.
What do you hope to accomplish?
So we need to make sure that we have the services in place to help this community.
What do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope comes of tonight's meeting?
I'm hoping that people will hear the report, understand what a lot of the families are facing. And United Way, we always set the table, invite people to come to the table so that we can help resolve some of the issues. So we're inviting everyone to this Thanksgiving dinner at the table so that we can all come up with ideas and resources on how we can help these families move forward.
You've mentioned Casa San Jose a number of times. You've mentioned the University of Pittsburgh and the things that they are doing. Are there other social service agencies in addition to the United Way? Are there other churches who are trying to do things or are trying to implement some policies and programs and put that in place to give the support that's needed?
Yes, our churches have been a mainstay in very supportive of the programs and services that we had to put in place very quickly. As far as ESL classes, they were not, the classes offered in our region were too advanced for our families. So we had to create our own ESL classes. We don't have an agency that would provide mattresses, so we had to create that. And that's where the churches came in and helped us out financially to buy those items.
Well,
household items.
It sounds like you are at least addressing the biggest issues, the most forward-facing ones right now. But the fact that you're having this meeting tonight, I think, is a very good reason to celebrate what you've been able to accomplish so far and look forward to continuing to make changes and put assistance in place for the people who need it most.
Yes, especially as we're looking at our new workforce. So
absolutely,
we want to make sure that we have a well-trained and well-educated workforce as we're moving forward.
All right. Well, make sure. Keep us in the loop as to what's going on. We'll check in with you later on this week and see how things went this evening and perhaps provide an update here on KDK. All right, Gail?
All right. I appreciate that, Rick. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Gail Young, Executive Director, United Way of Lawrence County, joining us here on KDK. That meeting tonight is at 6 o'clock at Newcastle High School in the auditorium, the town hall meeting on the Latino Needs Assessment Report done by the University of Pittsburgh. Again, Casa San Jose, the United Way of Lawrence County, all part of that discussion tonight. 6 until 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.